237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. And during the first hour, we had a woman who called, and she was having a problem with spiders. They were beginning to make cobwebs all over the front door, coming into the windows, and making webbing there. And that's a true sign that the season is changing. And I could see that happening in Maine, where I live. So I gave Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advance a call, mentioned it to him, and Ken lives in South Carolina, in Raleigh, and he said that the same thing was beginning to happen there. So this may be a good week to talk about what we should do to keep the insects that are outside of our home, and keep our home free of problems during the weeks and months ahead. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How was everything in South Carolina today?
Well, I don't know about South Carolina, because that's where my in-laws are, but Raleigh's in North Carolina, so I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Geography things, for Sunday morning.
are things beginning to cool off a little bit for you?
Oh, there's no question about that. In fact, my wife and I were talking about this yesterday. When Hurricane Irene came through, we've had just a general cold front, which is more like the autumn weather we should be having, that has settled in. And the heat that we had before Hurricane Irene is gone. And now we're getting into real fall weather. And it's interesting that you mentioned about your caller and spiders, because that's the same problem that we have here. It's kind of a normal situation, because spiders generally overwinter with an egg sac. So right now, females are trying to get mated, trying to get enough food to have an egg sac that overwinters and provides for the species to continue in 2012. And all the insect pests that we have some kind of a strategy for overwintering. They're not all like spiders. Some of them overwinter as adults. We know about grubs. They burrow down into the soil and burrow a little bit deeper to insulate themselves from the harsh cold winter. But they all have a strategy. And unfortunately, they've been able to figure out that our homes are warmer than the outside, so they have a strategy. They don't necessarily like it all the time. They like to come into the warmth of our homes and terrorize us inside.
So what should we be doing at this time of the year to ensure that they do stay outside and we don't have a problem inside the house?
Well, there's actually a lot of things you can do. Some of it involves using pesticides, and some of it involves not using pesticides. I'll cut to the chase on the pesticide part right away. The product that you've been using to keep ticks down in your yard, and that we've talked about on the radio show a number of times, this product from Bayer Advance, Complete Insect Control for Soil and Turf, is a great product for making a perimeter treatment around your property. Spray the foundation 1 to 2 feet up the foundation and 1 to 2 feet away from the foundation on the ground, and you'll provide a great barrier treatment that will kill insects there and then prevent them from coming into the house. And you'll take care of 90-95% of the problem before it gets in the house, where it's a little bit more difficult to control. That's that's sort of a, but that should be your last ditch control measure. What you can do also, and this is something that you don't necessarily have to do now, is that you should be inspecting the foundation and looking for cracks, making sure that those cracks are caulked up, making sure that the grade of the soil has water that flows away from your house, because if it flows towards your house, you'll be probably having a problem with ants and termites. And you do have termites up in Maine, not as bad as we have them in Florida or in the southern part of the U.S., but you do have them there. You can go around your foundation, around the outside of your property, and make sure that all the shrubs and bushes are pruned away from touching the building. If I tell you about putting down a barrier treatment on your house, we don't want to have a situation where the ants could walk around the barrier by climbing up a bush, climbing over shrubbery that rubs against the side of the house 5 feet or 10 feet up the foundation and get into your house that way. We want to keep it so that if they're going to come in, they're going to come in across the barrier and be controlled there. So these are the kinds of things that you can do throughout the year. But then if you still get into the fall where you want to enjoy a college football game on Saturday or a pro football game on Sunday, and you don't want to share your viewing experience with ants and critters, you still got to go out, probably make a perimeter treatment. We're also, now we're talking about hard level control of pests. Throughout the year, when we were talking about pest control in the lawn and in the garden, we were balancing the level of control with protecting our beneficials, protecting our plants, making a precise application to just take care of the pests and knock them back. Now we're talking about making a treatment around the perimeter that keeps them out for a couple of months. In the middle of the winter, when up in Maine or in the Northeast, when it gets down to freezing and below, you don't have to worry about the pests coming in then, because they've either in their overwinter mode or they're not coming in.
So we want to prevent overwintering of insects inside our house.
Yes.
And this is something that we have to do at this time of the year.
Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, you're going to come next spring, when everything starts warming up, I would almost guarantee that 9 out of 10 pests that you first see will be ants, because ants are really a lot better at getting out early and foraging for food. But then in the springtime, we talk about a different strategy on taking care of pests. But right now, we want to set down a barrier to keep them from coming in the house.
Okay. One of the insects that's beginning to get more and more numerous, and as the weather gets colder, you'll see them all over the side of the house, are these ladybug beetles. It looks like a regular ladybug, but they're all over the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was an experiment that the USDA did many, many years ago to control. They brought this predator ladybug in from Asia, and it was to control aphids on soybeans. And it took a long time for the ladybugs to get established, but they have become established, and they do a pretty fair job of keeping aphids down on soybeans throughout the country, which saves us a lot of extra sprays that we don't have to have on soybeans throughout the year, which is the whole purpose of the program. But then they build up in high populations, and they have to overwinter somewhere, and they like to overwinter in warm areas, and they are attracted to the warmth of our houses, and they try to get in at every little crack and crevice, especially windows, fan vents, bathroom fan vents and kitchen fan vents. If it's not properly fluted to prevent the backflow, these ladybug beetles can follow the heat into your house through the fan vents and end up, wherever the fan vent dumps in the bathroom, and that's where you'll find them.
These are many times during the month of October, you'll walk into your house and you've got the windows closed and the screens, and they're all over your ceiling. They were in the corner where the wall meets the ceiling, and they're all over the place.
And into the fluorescent fixtures, and then they die in the fluorescent fixtures, and in the middle of the winter, you got to pull them down and clean it all off. Yes, we have them here. but this perimeter pest control that I'm talking about, especially on thresholds of doors and cracks in the windows, if you make a treatment around windows, this will go a long way to controlling this pest. Now, this pest also, like so many pests, like to follow the angles of our house. So I would never spray our product or anybody else's product on the whole side of your house. If you're worried about this particular pest, just spray the corners and the cracks, the area where the siding overlaps the foundation, right there. Most insects do like to follow those kind of architectural angles, and you can again be a little bit more precise and a little with your pest control and get a really good job out of it.
Okay, Ken, hold on a little bit. We're coming up to a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about a few other of the bugs that are naturally coming into our home. The box elder bug is coming in. And in some areas, the stink bug. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski about ways that you can keep the insects that are outside from coming in. The days are getting cooler, much, much shorter, and the insects know they've got to get to some place where it's warm to continue surviving and to lay eggs for the following year. And we've been talking a little bit about some of these spiders and the ladybugs. Ken, tell us about the box elder bug and the brown stink bug.
Okay. You know, the brown marmorated stink bug is probably our newest invasive species here in the U.S. We have a long list: Japanese beetle, gypsy moth, emerald ash borer, hemlock woolly adelgid. These are pests that your radio listeners and your garden club members have been fighting for years and years, maybe even generations. But the newest one is this brown marmorated stink bug. And it's a relative of the box elder bug. They're both true bugs in that they have sucking mouth parts, and some of the pests in the family feed on plants, and some of them are predators. Some of our best predators, pirate bugs, are true bugs as well. But this new one, brown marmorated stink bug, came in, I'm going to guess, about 8 or 9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, and it seemed to settle in eastern Pennsylvania, northern New Jersey. And it was kind of there and not building up in high populations, but it has truly exploded 2 years ago, last year, and then this year as well. It is a pest problem to us right now because, like ladybugs that we talked about, like box elder bugs, they are looking for warmth to not overwinter the way they're supposed to, the way Mother Nature has programmed them to. They want to get into the house and stay in a warmer condition. Of course, when they come into the house, they die because they don't have the right food for them to feed on. But they cause a terror to people who don't like to have pests inside their house. This is a bigger pest, however, on our fruit and vegetables in agriculture. And USDA has been really ramping up the effort to try to look for ways of controlling this pest on fruit trees and vegetables. It's a big pest on ornamentals as well. And it has all the same kind of damages that stink bugs have, that we've grown to have in our garden for years and years, the native stink bugs that we have here, except that the population is so much bigger and they're hungrier. The product that I mentioned, Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf, we've tested it this year. We're going to be able to put it on our label that this pest is can be controlled. So many other manufacturers are testing their products as well to make sure that we can make the correct legal recommendations to gardeners to control this pest with our various insecticides. But this is one I think that we're going to be dealing with and probably having to resort to using pesticides with for the near term, because we're right in the buildup of the population that's happening right in our backyard. If you live in Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, northern Maryland, northern Delaware, and Paul, this pest has spread to many other areas around the country, but not in the populations that we have there. I used to joke about the best thing we could have is to have a pest that terrorizes Washington, D.C., so that everybody could understand the importance of pest control, and we got one now.
That's a good thing. Now, one last question. If people are bringing in house plants that they've had outside, they put in their hibiscus and chifleras and things like that, what does Bayer Advance have that they can put on the plant or in the soil before they bring them inside the house?
That's a very good question for right now, because that's something that Betsy and I are doing this weekend. The first thing you do is wash off the outside of the pot, especially the bottom of the pot. Make sure that you don't have any hangers-on just on the outside. But then we've made a product for years and years called Dual Action Rose and Flower Insect Killer, which is a spray. You can spray your plants outside, or if you forgot to spray them outside, this particular product you can use to spray once you've brought them in the inside. And this will take care of your aphids. It'll take care of other sucking pests that might have been hiding. You can also use a spike product we have called 2-in-1 Insect Control Fertilizer Plant Spikes that you put into the soil that provides a little bit of fertilizer and insect control systemically to the plant as it's growing in the wintertime.
Wonderful. Ken, thank you so much for joining us, getting up early. We appreciate all your information. Thank you. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Well, good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Thought that would be timely for you to have Ken tell you what to do about keeping the bugs from coming in, because right now they are beginning to move in. So just be aware of it. Spend a little bit of extra time. May cost you $10 for a product that you can buy at your local garden center. But if you can keep things like crickets and spiders and all the other insects from coming in, it will make your life more comfortable during the winter months. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dwight from Maine with a question about grapes.
Dwight, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I've got a question on grapes. I've got some table grapes that I planted a number of years ago. They're loaded with the grapes, but they're not ripening. And I was just wondering if maybe I should tent them with some plastic to help, you know, boost the heat around them.
Yeah, because they should be ripening by now. I know I've got some green grapes at the house, and they're just about ready. They seem to be a little bit later than in past years. It probably wouldn't hurt to put a plastic top over them. Just make sure that you're able to vent on both ends. Like, for example, the forecast for this weekend for the New England area is 70s and possibly even some low 80s in areas. So you put a tent on them, they're going to increase it 10 degrees or more. Mm-hmm. And that will probably help to speed up the overall process. But it's the nighttime that's going to be more of a problem. As long as there's no frost or freeze, the grape will continue to mature. But if you watch the forecast and they're calling for temperatures at 20 degrees, then a little sheet of plastic may not be strong enough. You may have to take an old blanket or an old sheet and throw that on top of the plastic to give them that added protection. But as long as the temperatures stay in the 40s, no problem. Just watch for the possibility of a frost or a freeze, especially a freeze, because if they freeze, it's over. The other thing that I would do, I'll get a liquid food, Miracle-Gro, Blooming and Rooting, one of those fertilizers that's water-soluble that turns your solution blue. It's a product that can be absorbed quickly. The plant uses it quickly, and maybe that's what it needs is a little push to finish off the season earlier than later. So give that a try. A good liquid fertilizer. We're not talking long term now. We need it now. And a liquid will push the plant to mature faster. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alice from Maine with a question about tomatoes.
Hi, Alice. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I have a couple of questions about tomatoes. I have some cherry tomatoes, but as they ripen, they split. And I don't know what to do about that. And the other one is I have some Early Girl tomatoes, which are, they look nice when I bring them in, but after a couple of days, they get little black spots all over them, like buckshot. And it's only on the skin, because I can peel them, and the tomato itself is fine. So I just don't know what's happening.
Okay. On the splitting of your tomato, if they're cracking on the top, and that's something that normally happens during the fall more than on your early tomatoes, what's happening is we're getting more rain. And we've also gotten tired of watering the garden. So if you go periods where you don't water the garden, and then you get a good soaking rain or a quick thunderstorm, because the garden tends to go dry, the roots are sucking. They're going, trying to get moisture out of the ground because it's dry. Then you get a quick thunderstorm and a lot of water comes down fast. The plant is still pulling to try and get as much moisture into the plant. Because so much falls so quickly, it comes into the tomato faster than normal. And just like a balloon, it begins to expand. And in the tomato, it can only expand so much, and it cracks. So if that's the situation, cut off the top part, throw it away. The rest of the tomato is okay. But what you need to do is to continue watering on a regular basis so that you don't have periods of dry and wet and dry and wet. And that will eliminate that splitting or cracking on the very top of your fruit. Now, when you're getting blemishes on the skin of the tomato, it's partly due to the uneven watering. It's partly due to, well, it's the end of the year, I don't need to feed them anymore. So the plant that's accustomed to getting plenty of food all of a sudden is not. And because your days are getting shorter, the plant is ripening but doesn't have the energy to stay nice and tough. So it's too late for a granular. But a liquid food would go a long way. Take out the Miracle-Gro, soak the whole garden with it to give them plenty of energy to keep that skin nice and tough and strong to prevent fungus problems from affecting the foliage. And so combination of food and continue to water. Don't say, oh, it's October, I'm fed up with it. If it's dry where you live and it hasn't rained in a week or more, and you get a sudden thunderstorm, it will crack the skin. Great question. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jan from Maine with a question about roses.
Good morning, Jan. How can we help you with your roses?
Jan or Jean?
Hi, Jan. Jean. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about primroses. I had about five plants. They're annuals. I had them in different colors. I've had them for about 5 or 6 years, actually. And in November, they were still blooming. But the colored ones have died. And the yellow ones are very, very strong. But right now, this year, the leaves became huge, and I had very, very few blossoms. And I wonder, are they too crowded? Should I dig them up, or should I just replant them or throw them out? They're in the garden outside.
Now, they are in the garden outside.
That's right.
Usually primroses will bloom in the very early spring, and then when you get some... Then when you get some cool weather in the fall, you may get a few flowers here and there. I don't like to do a lot of dividing this time of the year because we are, you know, it is October 9th. If you live in southern New England, let's say Cape Cod, Connecticut, Rhode Island, fine. But if you live north of Boston, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, our season is coming to an end faster than south of Boston, and the plant may not have enough time to get established. So what I would do is wait until the spring, and in the spring, then you could dig that clump as they begin to form, divide them, and plant them here and there in your garden. And at the time of planting, put some compost in. Plant them like they're a brand new plant that you just bought from the garden center. And then feed them with a granular food like Plant Tone or Flower Tone, something that's organic and slow release. And they will begin to flower for you. When plants become overcrowded, they do compete for the same light and moisture and food. And sometimes they just will not bloom. But if it had been September, I would say yes. But we're a third of the way through October, and if we were to have a great fall, no problem. But from year to year, we can't rely on that. And this could be the year that when November 1st hits, you know, it's cold, and if the plant's not established, you could lose it. So I would do that division in late March, early April, as you see the plant beginning to form, and then condition the soil, feed it, pamper it, and it will bloom for you. Great question, and timely. Absolutely timely. I thank you, Jan. Jean. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Beth from New Hampshire with a question about grubs.
Good morning, Beth. How can we help you with your grubs this morning?
Good morning. Actually, we're looking to apply a grub control product this fall and are looking specifically at nematodes or milky spore, but we're not sure which one to use or if we should use both or not. We definitely want to try that route because it's more organic, but
okay.
Not sure. And we're looking at about 2.5 acres to apply.
Okay. This time of the year, to put down the milky spore, your milky spore will spread with warm soil. And your days are definitely getting colder. So if you put it down now, it may just sit there. And I would rather that you wait until April or early May and put it down there so that you have June, July, August for this product to really spread in the soil. If you had done it in early September, great. And milky spore is a product that you do spring and fall, but early in the fall when the ground is warm, because nematodes, some of them will be killed with when the ground freezes. So why spend the money now to put down nematodes or milky spore when the ground is going to get cold and either make the spores go dormant for the winter and not spread, or nematodes that will be killed by the cold weather? The product that you want to use now is something called Dylox. D-Y-L-O-X. It is a chemical, but it's a product that releases all of its power in 7 days, and then it's gone. Your products like GrubX, it's too late in the year.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dwight from Maine with a question about amaryllis.
Dwight, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I've got a blue amaryllis that I planted in the yard probably about 10, 15 years ago, and it's now starting to expand, I believe, because this year I had three flower stalks come up. I was wondering, you know, when should I move this, you know, dig it up and you know, spread it out further and actually move it.
Okay. What I would do is I would put a stake in the ground where your blue amaryllis is right now. That way, in the spring, you'll be able to find it a lot easier. I'm sure that once the weather gets cold, all the foliage dies back. And the problem is, it's a bulb that's buried in the ground, and if you guess where it is, and you're digging it with a shovel, you may split the bulb with the shovel, and then you're going to lose it. So if you were to put a couple of stakes, tie a piece of ribbon, just yellow, cheap, you know, plastic type ribbon on a stake so that you don't accidentally pull them out, and in early to mid-April when the frost is out of the ground, things are beginning to move, then take a shovel or a pitchfork, go back away from where your stake is. Hopefully you can put the stake right in the middle of the clump. Then you can loosen the clump, dig it up, and then divide it at that time and replant. I don't like to move things like that are more delicate. if it was a daylily or a hosta, iris, I mean, these are very strong perennials, and they can be moved now. But something that's unique and delicate like that, wait until the spring. But it's going to lose its foliage to the ground. Stake it with just a stick or a little green bamboo stick. Put a flag or something on it where you can easily find it in the springtime. And then dig it and replant at that time of the year. And that will give you much, much better results. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We want to tell you about our trip that we are planning in May to the Chelsea, England Flower Show. This is a very, very unique flower show. It's been rated number one in the world. It's not a flower show that you go to and expect to spend 2 hours. You can spend the whole day and probably not see all of it. That's how large it is. It's absolutely incredible. We are also planning several gardens that are run by the British Horticultural Society, Stonehenge, a tour of the City of London, a garden center, and a lot more. So if you'd like some information, go to my website, paulparent.com. There's information on the newsletter, or I'll give you a phone number to call, 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. This is an incredible flower show, and I mean incredible. We spent about 8 hours going through the show, and we didn't see it all. They have a tent, and in this one particular tent, they will have a section of, let's say, cut snapdragons, which is a vase filled with just yellow. And next to it, a vase of red. And then next to it, a vase of white. And you're talking 50 plus vases. Next to it will be glads. Next to it will be mums. And it goes on and on. And then they do vegetables like you cannot believe. It's an incredible event. Very limited attendance. So either call or go to the website, paulparent.com. Click on Chelsea Flower Show or call 800-322-9481. You can call now and they'll call you back on Monday.